Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel. The text is John chapter 14, verses 1 through verse 14. The Reverend Doug Gribenaugh is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from the Gospel of St. John chapter 14, verses 1 through 14. Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. And you know the way to where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and it is enough for us. Jesus said to him, Have I been with you so long, and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, Show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe in me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me, or else believe on account of the works themselves. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes in me will also do the works that I do, and greater works than these will he do, because I am going to the Father. Whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. O Lord, have mercy on us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
As I was reading through our pericope today, I was reminded of a place that I had come across years ago that struck me. Beautiful building. I can't remember if it was an art history class or maybe a philosophy class in undergrad, but I had to Google it. When I saw the picture, I knew it was the right place. It's the Baha'i House of Worship in Willamette, Illinois. Beautiful ornate dome surrounded with nine sides and nine doors, symbolizing entrances to all the world's religions coming in there. Symbols of Judaism, Islam, Christianity, Hinduism, Buddhism, all of them, woven there together into one unified design. And aesthetically, it is striking, it is beautiful. But what it confesses is nothing less than a lie from the pit of hell. Because the message is clear. All faiths lead to the same God. All religions are just chapters of one big story. No single truth can stand above anything else. The body's a kind of radical ecumenism, really. It's universalism that culminates in saying God cannot be known, not with certainty, not with clarity, not with any sort of confidence. The world thinks that truth is always shifting. There's no clarity. You can't really even take this revelation that you get, whatever that is. At most, it's incomplete. The best anybody can do is to kind of guess our way around, hope for the best, and maybe we'll meet the divine. Really, it leaves us with that shrug of Pilate, what is truth? There's nothing solid. But our hearts are already troubled enough with all of that. Troubled by sin in our lives, by danger, by wars, rumors of war, suffering, uncertainty. It's a fallen world, and We're troubled by that fear, that worry, or maybe if you would say that doubt. Maybe God's just far away. Maybe he's hidden. Maybe he doesn't want to be found. He's silent. Or maybe he's not there at all. Into all of that trouble, all that confusion, all of that fear, God comes in, incarnate in the flesh, to walk and dwell and live among us. And as our reading today takes us to the night of his betrayal, where he has every earthly reason to be troubled, least of all the disciples, he says, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you?" In the midst of all of that, he comforts his disciples. He comforts them and us with the only thing that actually brings comfort, himself. "I go to prepare a place for you." He prepares that place not by showing us a spiritual mountain that we need to ascend and climb, but instead by climbing a hill for us to crawl down upon the cross and be lifted up. But the disciples, like us, stuffed up ears, silly, faithless hearts. "Lord, we don't know where you're going. How can we know the way?" Thomas wants directions, instructions. What do I need to do? And instead, Jesus gives him himself. "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." He doesn't say, "I am a way. I'm a truth among many other ones. I am a life that competes with other lives you might have." No, he says, "The way, the truth, the life," an exclusive claim, but also a claim that is merciful. Because if the world wants to say that all paths lead to God, well, then the world loses everything that the one true living God has done to save it. If all paths lead to God, the incarnation is hubris. And the world loses Emmanuel, God with us. If all paths lead to God, then the cross truly is folly, and the world loses forgiveness. And if all paths lead to God, then the resurrection can only be symbolic, and the world loses the victory over sin, death, and the grave. "I am the way and the truth and the life." He is the only way to the Father. More than that, he is the way because he himself will never lead you astray, will never leave you behind. You don't have to find the path. He himself is the path. He himself will bring you to the Father. And when he says, "I am the truth," he is giving us certainty. In a world that treats truth like a flexible, malleable thing blowing in the wind, in his high priestly prayer, he prays, "I have given them your word, and the world has hated them." The world hates the word because the word is not vague, not shifting, does not compromise itself. And so Jesus prays, "Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth." And it is in that word, with that word, by that word where you were baptized. The waters of holy baptism set you apart, claimed, washed, kept in that truth. Not an idea, but a person. Him, the Word made flesh. And then when he says, "I am the life," he is speaking the same life that the evangelist John proclaimed at the beginning of the gospel. "In him was life, and the life was the light of men." Not symbolic, but real life. Life stronger than death. As St. Paul says, "If we live, we live to the Lord, and if we die, we die to the Lord. For to this end, Christ died and lived again, that he might be Lord, both of the dead and of the living." Death has no dominion over him. And in Christ, death does not hold you either. So when Jesus goes on to add that no one comes to the Father except through me, he's not closing off the doors. He's showing us where the door is, and it stands open. And that's why he begins with, "Let not your hearts be troubled." Because the way is not hidden. The path is not uncertain. It is truth. The life is not earned. It is given freely. Freely from the cross upon which our Lord suffered and died. The Father's house has many rooms, but one door. And that door is him. Universalism certainly widens the gate, makes easy the easy way that leads to destruction. As our Lord says, those who enter by it are many. He leads us instead to the narrow gate, to that door. For the gate is narrow, the way is hard. That is that way that is filled with tribulation and persecution because the world hates exclusivity. It despises Jesus. For the gate is narrow, the way is hard that leads to eternal life. But it is the way that he has walked before us and for us and leads us through. And so in a world full of circles with many doors that lead to nowhere, the church must speak clearly, showing forth her Savior, Christ Jesus. And that is what St. Philip and St. James did, what the apostles and martyrs have done, and what the church, what we continue to do this day, to proclaim Christ for you, the way, the truth, and the life. Alleluia. Christ is risen. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.